brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 17th day of November on this Tuesday edition, 17th day of November 2009. Hard to believe that this year is very long in the tooth. Seems like it was in diapers just 5 minutes ago, but it's definitely growing a long beard. And I want to open the phones up throughout the entire four-hour transmission today to talk about cap and trade, to talk about Al Gore is being confronted everywhere, to discuss the plunging of the dollar, the explosion of gold, the open announcements of world government, the police state, and just a giant smattering of incredibly important news and information that we're going to be going over today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Also, we're going to be playing some phone calls that have come in the last few days to the listener comment line. You get 60 seconds to ask your question, make your point, to disagree with me, to agree, to tell us about an activist event that's coming up. We pick the most focused clips that we find and play them. A memo to those that are leaving like 20, 30 messages a day and serializing what they're saying, we're not going to be able to play that. And so if you don't want your rant played, leave 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or in one case over 60 messages. It's really hard for our limited staff to go through those, and that's penalizing others. But 512-646-4444, 512-646-4444 is the number that folks are welcome to call in on and leave your one-minute rant. To get live on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. And it's going to be like Washington Journal here, at least in the first hour. I'm just going to go to your calls. And I want to particularly hear particular headlines out of the news, paper, or from television, or different pieces of legislation or different happenings in your area. And I'm going to attempt, problem is the calls are always so good and so informative, to give each caller about a minute and a half so we can get to the next person. It makes for very informative and interesting radio. We're also going to go over all of the news headlines like U.S.-China vow action on climate change. Just a foregone conclusion that it's man-made and global tax is the only answer. This on top of Obama bowing to the Japanese emperor, the son of the man who attacked Pearl Harbor. We're going to be getting into task force opposes routine mammograms for women ages 40 to 49. What CNN doesn't tell you is that they're saying don't get mammograms because studies show it's linked to cancer. Another one of the reasons we see breast cancer exploding off the charts, one of many in that cocktail. So we'll break that down coming up today. Also, new derivatives legislation was obviously written by J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. We don't just have the fox guarding the hen house. The fox built the hen house and runs the entire system. We will also get into what's happening with the nanny state in the U.S. and England. Over in England, if you defend yourself when your house is being attacked or burglarized, they hammer you and send you to prison. Now, if you turn a gun into the police that you find in your backyard, you get arrested and get 5 years in prison. We'll tell you why that's going on, and a lot more. And I'm sure a lot of callers probably want to chime in on the guest we had on yesterday. Boy, people were chomping at the bit to go after that individual. It's all coming up. Important broadcast lined up today. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't... Wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's here, ladies and gentlemen, world government. World government is now upon us. The denial is over. But for many people, the denial isn't over. It should be over. But after decades of the controlled left and the controlled right, the Rush Limbaughs and the Bill Clintons, laughing at people that talk about a UN takeover, making fun of people that talk about a world court, making fun of anyone that discusses carbon taxes, anyone who reads all the official Club of Rome, CFR, UN, State Department documents, anyone who reads the textbooks written by Carol Quigley for the CIA, anyone who is based in reality is called a lunatic while the establishment was stalling, buying time to get their cashless society surveillance control grid in place. And they've now got it in place, and they've now bankrupted our economy. All the major mainline economists, big firms that study it, and we've had our economist experts on to break down the numbers, show unemployment above 20%. The mainstream media says it's above 10%. And it's only going to get worse with Obama, by design, running around saying America can't compete, America's bad, everybody should move their businesses to China. With Bernanke coming out in the Associated Press and saying, oh, I'm watching the dollar's decline, but I'm more worried about interest rates. Keeping them low will continue to drive the dollar down. And you notice that even though the dollar's plunging, they had said that that would boost manufacturing. It's actually down to record levels because this was all done by design, officially stated by the UN. And remember, it's not the UN taking over America. The Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, 1945, needed an imperial model with a general assembly debating society for the powerless third world, where the true power at the UN, the Security Council, run by the United States and England and Europe, could call all the shots. It was an embryonic world government 60-plus years ago. It is not an embryonic world government now. It is on its legs. It is strong. It's got big, sharp teeth. And we as a society are facing it. And if we could simply warn the public and illustrate the type of technocracy we're facing, we could defeat it. And a lot of the public is starting to finally shake themselves out of their malaise, out of the trance they're in, and look around them. But it's not enough, and it's not happening fast enough. A lot of encouraging things are developing. But we are definitely in deep water right now. We are far from getting out of these woods. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls to do something different this entire hour before I even start news blitzing. Got a lot of audio, a lot of video clips, a lot coming up today that's important. But I want to go to your phone calls right now to ask you, where do you see the future going? How do you think we should wake people up? What's the best strategy through leaderless resistance to awaken the people and take over our counties and cities and states peacefully and say no to the New World Order? How do we wake up the military and the police to understand how they're compartmentalized and how they're being used to carry out something that's extremely wicked? How do we reach out to the other government bureaucrats and the private corporate leaders that, if they could see the full picture, would not go along with this? How do we get the public and the population to come out of denial? You notice they're having trouble passing cap and trade. You notice they're having trouble passing the global tax. You notice they're having trouble passing their government takeover of health care. We've got a fighting chance if we kick and scream and fight with 100% of our energy. And it doesn't mean you have to save the world by yourself or that you have to have all the answers. You've just got to get focused. You've got to get angry. You've got to get on the streets, in the county commissioners, in the city councils, in the state houses, everywhere Al Gore goes, everywhere Kathleen Sebelius goes, everywhere the ghouls of this system and the spokesmen of this system go, you've got to pick an issue or two and get out there and engage these people, because this is for all the chips. This is the main assault. The globalists have announced in the New York Times they're going to try to legalize all illegal aliens and bring in unlimited third world populations to further bankrupt the social welfare system by design and bring us deeper into debt. That's being announced. Everything is in motion. This is the big assault. This is the beginning of the final battle. And you are on the field whether you want to consciously admit that to yourself or not. Because the New World Order doesn't take prisoners. They brainwash people. They take their minds. They take their intellects. They shatter them. They fill them full of propaganda. They literally poison the population with disinformation and mental sickness and illness with their different psychological warfare programs. They poison the public physically through the water supply, the GMO food, the chemtrail spraying. It's all real. And I know it's frightening to admit we're in 21st century Buck Rogers tyranny. I know it's hard to deal with. Believe me, I woke up at 2:15 last night, didn't sleep. Walked outside and watched the meteor shower. Didn't know there was a big meteor shower. Went inside and Googled it and found out there was a big meteor shower that was expected to happen. And I sat there in the cool, misty, dark of the night, sitting on my front porch and pacing around in the darkness, listening to coyotes howl in the distance. A big buck jumped out of the trees across the street from my house and sat there snorting in the starlight. The world is so beautiful. There's so many great things. There's so many good things. There's so much innocence. There's so much beauty. There's so much honor. There's so much purity. And it's because there's all that goodness that it's a fight we have to take up against the evil. Because if we don't stand against it, it will take over the world. We can't turn over our society to these psychopathic technocrats who are carrying out all this wickedness against us. We've got to wake up. We've got to stand up. We've got to get involved. And I salute all of you that are out there fighting tyranny. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, as promised. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I want to commend you on The Fall of the Republic. It's an excellent DVD that historicizes the current status of the West beautifully in a logical and a non-aggressive fashion. And I wanted to say that I've been listening to your show frequently, and I'm impressed with what you did with the mere $200,000. If that were done for broadcast TV, that would be a $12 million production. No doubt about it. So I think that's been a tremendous benefit in raising the awareness of the people here in the States. But I think, Alex, we have to also look at the primary discourse. And what frightens me about cap and trade is that we have the young Rothschilds and the young Rockefellers demanding that this be implemented, yet their fortunes for the last 200 years have been made raping the earth. With their support of industry in the United States, in Europe, the petroleum industry, and many others. And they've always been able to keep their wealth in irrevocable trusts where they pay no taxes, and they're able to utilize that money to fund their own initiatives. And I think what we must do with this discourse, and I think it would be good to raise this when Al Gore speaks, is that by him profiting over $1 billion with the cap-and-trade legislation, he becomes a criminal raping Gaia, and therefore he should be arrested for that and confiscated. And I would say...
Yes, I mean, remember who he in 1998 cooked up the current cap-and-tax system with. It's on record in congressional testimony. Ken Lay. I mean, this is Ken Lay. This is Bernard Madoff. This is a joke. This is a joke. It's so ridiculous that we have these criminal con artists just laughing at us and having their way with us. But, you know, you mentioned the bankers in 1906 with the Sherman Antitrust Act, which they advertised they were against, which they actually wrote to make all their money and wealth tax-free. Now look at how Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they all put their money in tax-free, and then they use the profit tax-free to carry out eugenics. I mean, and it's admitted that's what they're doing. And it made me think of a New York Times article today where they, in plain sight, admit that both the Republican and Democratic talking points were written by several lobbying firms for Big Pharma and a genetic engineering company, and that it was all staged. But the New York Times says that's a good thing. I mean, they just announced openly that most TV shows are now paid for by the Pentagon and the Department of Justice with anti-gun, anti-family, pro-global warming messages. I mean, we are living in a absolute tyranny. The final vestiges of freedom are being shut down, and they don't want to shut me down immediately. They just want to demonize me because that would be too much of a signal to people this is real corruption. But it just makes my head spin how un-American and how Soviet that is to have most TV being written by the White House. It just blows my mind. I can't believe we're letting this happen, Frank.
He was the communications theorist, recognized that. But I wanted to also say this, that I would suggest that everyone, and people are wising up when they lose their jobs or they find out that their 401k has been looted or it's valueless, they begin to rise up very quickly and start to question. And I'm going to say this. I think they may have underestimated the spirit of the American in the sense that when they lose the little they have, they're going to be awfully mad. And I think just keep track. Keep a list of the names, who's doing what, who promoted this legislation, who prevented the debate on the motion to do an audit on the Federal Reserve, so that at a later date, if things do become different, people will know what charges to bring against these people.
And absolutely. We have to tell the truth now, just like people did with Hitler.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We're here from our outpost of liberty and freedom, Austin, Texas, deep behind occupied territory, part of the world government. We are literal captives, but only captives in our minds. The physical grid is now going into place. There's still time to stop this, peacefully. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. NPR 2 weeks ago admitted that Head Start has been proven to not actually be effective, and they proved it. They provided that Child Einstein program is actually counterproductive, and they found that talking to the child is more productive than television.
Oh, but don't worry. They'll have a bigger government program to fix the last crisis they created. I have the Department of Education documents. We sell them in a compendium by Charlotte Iserby, the head of policy of the Department of Education, 1981 to 1985, number two position, where they stated that their goal, the book is called Deliberate Dumbing Down. It's the size of a Dallas phone book, where they admitted they wanted to turn the kids into mindless drones who didn't have any critical thinking. Go ahead.
Right. Right. Also, I wanted to get into some soft kill weapons, like you mentioned. Hot dogs are full of sodium nitrate, which is used to induce cancer in lab rats. I just want to let people know that.
But the poison sure tastes good. Yeah, it's got a bunch of different types of MSG in it that kill rats deader than a hammer. But, hey, enjoy.
Oh, my father, he's from the third world, and there is medicinal natural stuff that does kill diseases, viruses. When he was younger, he was bit by a wild animal, and he had rabies. He took a medicinal, it was just some local medicine, some medicinal natural stuff, and it just killed it. And, I don't know.
My aunts told a story when they lived in Guatemala with their young children, where one of my cousins was super, I don't want to say deathly ill, but I believe she said that. It's been years since I heard her tell the story. And the local hospital couldn't help him. But one of the local herbal ladies, you know, we'd call him a witch doctor, cured him. Go ahead.
Yeah. And my father, too, he didn't. When they came around and they gave him, they were giving out vaccines for, I think, smallpox. He didn't take the smallpox. What he did was his mom gave him, like, I don't know, like someone was sick, and they took the pus from a smallpox and put it in one of his wounds. And
yeah, that's the 400-year-old original system invented in England.
Yeah,
and so that's a natural form of inoculation. And it is dangerous, but the studies show that it's a lot safer than the regular smallpox inoculation. But, again, it's all dangerous. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jason in Georgia.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
A couple points on NPR the other day. One of their correspondents, can't remember her name, had gone and had a mammogram done. And I'm assuming she must be one of the Washington, D.C. correspondents, because she set off a Geiger counter going into one of the federal buildings there right after her mammogram.
And that was on CNN.
Okay, wow.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Where did you see that?
Okay, NPR. Heard it on the radio.
Well, the reason I thought of CNN is they're now announcing, a panel of top doctors say don't take mammograms from age 41 to 50, it's actually 40 to 49, because doctors say you might not need to. But then I actually went and read the report. They say it may be causing cancer. See, why won't CNN tell people why the doctors are saying watch out?
Absolutely. Okay, another point jumping around. The preacher at my church Sunday morning for Veterans Day actually had a quote in his newsletter from Woodrow Wilson talking about the setting it up for Armistice Day and all, in which, I can't remember the exact quote, but it had to do with the Council of Nations.
You mean he was brainwashing pro-New World Order stuff?
You know what? He's a brainwashed New World Order puppet, and he doesn't even know it.
Amazing, my friend. Great points, Jason. 1-800-259-9231. For those that don't know, the feds haven't just taken over almost all mainstream TV. They now publicly are paying tens of thousands of preachers to brainwash their flocks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Jay from Syosset, New York. I just got through a heated debate with a fellow citizen about the war on terror because he saw me wearing a shirt which calls for a new 9/11 investigation. After I verbally provided him with certain facts of the 9/11 event, his response to me was that if 9/11 was an inside job, then it would be common knowledge. Therefore, the information that I provided to him with was a farce, according to him. And thinking about our debate, I'm starting to get a clear picture of how this 20/21st century matrix works. The matrix is the ability of the electronic media to create images for the people's minds that envelop them and leaves no other perspective in which they can compare these images that are put out in a sophisticated way to make them believe that the reality they're being given through these images is the real reality. And the other reality that is based on facts of events does no longer exist or is subsumed under the more dominant controlling symbols and images. That constitutes the matrix in the conglomeration of all these images that when put together make up this new reality. Thank you for your time.
Hey, Alex, got a question. As I drive into work this morning, around Indianapolis and a lot of other cities, I've noticed every quarter of a mile there are cameras with little box sensors on them. And I've done some investigation and they say it's for traffic monitoring. And I'm sure that's true, but I wonder what kind of strings are attached. And I just wanted to hear your take on it. I've never heard you specifically address these interstate cameras that seem to be popping up everywhere. Thanks for your time, man. Bye-bye.
Those are more calls to the new listener comment line. We'll take the best, most focused questions and comments and rants and play them each day. Some days we'll play them every hour. Some days we'll play them once or twice a day. Sometimes I may do a whole hour where we play clip after clip because I love to hear from you and the different thought neuron cell synapses that fire in all our brains with the different points and angles that you bring up. We're going back to your calls here in just a moment. Great point about the control matrix on the gentleman's question about all the camera boxes going in. It's all official. MIT has written major articles about it in MIT Magazine bragging that the Pentagon 20 years ago, or a little more than 20 years ago now, designed what they call a control grid. I didn't coin that term. The Pentagon did. Of cameras that read license plates, cameras that store data everywhere you go. They had this at least 20 years ago. Of face scanning cameras. Now they can get your heat resonance signature when you're at the DMV or at the airport or on the street because they can't get your heat resonance without being able to match it to your name. So when the heat resonance cameras that are going up all over the world, this is the secret weapon that was written about a year ago by Woodworth, Bob Woodward, in his new book about Iraq. He said, oh, I won't tell you about the secret weapons, but it's as big as the Manhattan Project, and it deals with identifying people. But it was already in the government documents, already in the trade publications, already in the research material 14 years ago when I really dove into all this full time. And I've been warning people about the grid. And there's hundreds of different systems that integrate together. The private military industrial complex also makes huge profits while they're installing all of this. I mean, a very simple way to give you a window into this is, more than 10 years ago, I read articles about Lockheed Martin telling their stockholders that their big growth industry wouldn't just be new weapon systems and the maintenance of weapon systems, but that it would be red light cameras, face scanning cameras, security systems. That's just one example of the control grid. And so, all over the nation, they first did it in Texas, Indiana, and California. More than a decade ago, face scanning cameras went in select test areas, in downtown bar districts, in neighborhoods, in public parks. They tested different systems. The feds have tested in Montana and Colorado, little cable systems in the middle of nowhere in the woods and mountains that have robotic trolley cameras that are only about 2 feet long, one of the models I've seen, that are wireless and then plug in at night and charge back up and then go back on these grids over hundreds of miles, scanning and face scanning and tracking everyone. I mean, these are Imperial probe droids. Again, there's hundreds of these I could go over with you. It's everywhere. And we got another big window of this in 2003 when the governor of Wisconsin told the Green Bay newspaper, this is in my film Matrix of Evil, the news article. So I can't remember the exact headline, but I know it's in the film. I gave a speech and mentioned it. That's why it's in the film. I want you to understand this is all on record. And he said, oh, it's great. The feds just put in this threat integration center. And if the police want to look for a missing person or if the police want to know where you are, they just type in your driver's license number, or your social security number in this great facility the feds just built in Green Bay. And he mentioned several others for the state. And they type your name and an ID in, and then it instantly on a map brings up your cell phone down to 15 feet under federal law. They're actually accurate to 3 feet, triangulated with GPS off the cell towers. The cell towers have the GPS, and they triangulate down to the cell phone that by federal law and the Telecommunications Act of 96 have tracker chips in them. And I would talk about this 12 years ago. People laugh at me now. They've announced it on the news to let you know. But the first place I saw it announced was 2003, and the governor just admitted that everybody was being tracked in real time. And even if your cell phone's off, they can turn it on without you knowing and listen to you via the audio sensor, the audio pickup, and they can also track everywhere you are. So they incorporate the Big Brother into everything. Now, all they do is they have the cameras integrated in to where, when, and they're doing this to the entire population. Most of the population's already been picked up, already been scanned. The system integrates with the software, identifies that that is you off your license plate or off your cell phone. It then takes a body thermal scan. The thermal scan is then integrated as your body's thermal biometric algorithm. And they say it's 99.9% accurate, and they're always telling us about stuff that's 10 to 15 years old. And it just expands out from there, my friends. The airport scanners. I remember 9 years ago reading about Prada's clothing stores in a federal grant in New York and Los Angeles telling the trendies, oh, we have a new fitting system. You step in to this chamber, and it scans your body 360 and creates a perfect image of your body, and then we have robotically controlled factories in China and the United States that then give you the perfect tailored dress or suit. Now, that unit happens to be developed by the same group of companies that have in 200-plus airports in the U.S. now the body scanners. You know, that shows the naked image of people on the news when they show it to you and throw it in your face, part of your indoctrination to accept this. So when your family steps into those, and of course most of the foolish TSA people, they don't even know this, it's all being recorded on hard drive. It's all being databased. And then now they don't just have your heat residence. That's done with the cameras. Now they have your biometric body scan, where even if you wear a mask, now with these passive MRIs that they're putting into the airports and train stations going nationwide, they can scan right through your clothes and ID you off that. Of course, you know about the biometrics that deal with your walk, your certain walk. It's incredible. That's the secret weapon. So, yes, sir, they're putting in independent power boxes and solar paneled power boxes with wireless cameras and cabled cameras. No expenses spared. We confirm that many areas of the country have kill cables that can broadcast a frequency under federal law. All cars, and it's the same law in all the industrialized nations, can, when your car drives over it, it kills your car. Police helicopters are now being fitted in the biggest cities with a broadcast system that they aim at your car and it kills it. A total grid is now in place. A total and complete grid. They go further. I would talk about this 14 years ago because I'd seen federal documents that listeners sent me. I've had U.S. representatives on. I've had representatives, national representatives of Australia on, British representatives on. Just so if you'd hear it from them, maybe you'd believe it. Now I don't have to have them on. Oh, no. About 8 months ago, I was still doing the Sunday show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ. They still carry the show, but I was doing the Sunday show out of their studios, syndicating it out of their studios. And I heard Sarah Hudeberg, great local news writer and broadcaster, do the Sunday news. And she said, everyone at birth in Texas has their blood taken, and it's done nationwide. It's stored by the University of Texas at San Antonio, and it's used in research for the Human Genome Project and for a DNA database. And I came running out. We were about to go live in 30 seconds, and I said, who told you that? How do you know that? She said, oh, here's the Statesman. Handed me the paper, front page, Metro and State, announcing it to everyone. For 36-plus years, everyone in the Western world, in a concerted, standardized, we've been under world government for a long time, have had your blood taken at birth. And Dick Cheney, says it's for race-specific bioweapons and that they need to be used. Source, September 20, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Richard Cheney. And I just can't believe this is happening. I can't believe we're letting this happen. I mean, these people mean business. So there, I said I'm going to take a lot of calls, but I played that clip. I wanted to answer you, sir. They rolled it out in the last 12 years or so to the public as, oh, you can go online or the local TV stations can get feeds of traffic. Isn't it great? Those are the big stationary wide shot cameras. I talked to John Hurt, TxDOT official, over a decade ago, and he laughed. I said, aren't there a lot of other cameras we don't see? And he said, yes, Alex. For every one camera you see, there's nine cameras you don't. That was in 1998, so I guess 11 years ago. And I've known this information. I sit here reading government documents constantly, totally freaking me out. I love my family. I love everybody. It's horrible. It's horrible. They're putting poison in our water. They admit they're doing that on purpose to brain damage us and give us cancer. I remember when I first got on air being sent government documents and research documents about how they knew that the high-powered radiation with mammograms, the way that it was tuned, was giving women breast cancer. And now it's mainstream news. They know. They know. They're killing all of us. You foolish government agents. You foolish cops, FBI people. Do you like your kids dying? Do you like your mama dying? You like dying? I mean, this isn't a game, boys. You think I'm up here risking my life, putting it all on the line for some ego trip? No, I'm telling the truth. And I wish this wasn't true every day. But it is true. I'm going to go over that mammogram information later. Let's go to Don in Wisconsin. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to talk about conditioning and brainwashing in movies for a little bit, and specifically like Stanley Kubrick. I wanted to get your opinion, like whether he was an insider or he was trying to expose the system.
He was a top insider, and he refused. This was confirmed even in Variety. He refused to cut 28 minutes. It was 28 minutes, if memory serves. And it was over 20. That was 28. But you check it for yourself. It was in Variety. I covered it at the time he died, 2 days after he died, on local radio before I was even syndicated. I just started getting syndicated. The point is I have to go back to memory, so it's a memory path, so I'll get a lot of useless info when I access those memory areas. But the issue is Kubrick said this movie's going to show you what's really going on. He had final cut, and he had an ironclad contract. He had final cut on the film where he couldn't be controlled, and he refused to cut it. Then the distributor threatened to not distribute it, and then he died mysteriously, and they cut the 20-plus minutes. So, yes, Kubrick, total high-level insider, total Illuminist. Same thing with Arthur C. Clarke. I mean, you don't get any more high-powered than these people. And I believe they killed him better than a hammer.
He was more like Huxley than Orwell. And say, in Full Metal Jacket, when he's got Jack T. Ripper talking about fluoride, is that to belittle it and make people think that that's ridiculous to talk about fluoride?
That's Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, and then,
I mean, last year I had the head of the EPA union on, a top doctor in toxicology. Over 90% of their scientists signed a letter saying take what is known as sodium fluoride out of the water, that it's a catch-all term for hundreds of toxic chemicals. I mean, 90% of the scientists don't want it. They're saying, what are you doing? But it doesn't matter. Oh, there's a movie making fun of it. Just like Woody Harrelson. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I know him well. He's into fighting the New World Order. I'm sure he's not sophisticated enough to understand what happened to him. They had him make all these fake YouTube videos where he talks about the seed bank and acts all crazy and says the globalists have a UN seed bank. That's in Associated Press Reuters. But now when you talk about it, they'll go, oh, that's wacky Woody Harrelson. So see, that's what they do with this. And I watched one night hours of these. He's made dozens and dozens of these 5 and 10 minute and 6 and 7 minute videos
Just go to the 2012 website on YouTube. We'll play some today. I've been meaning to do that. I want to talk about 2012. That's in my. I haven't seen it yet, but I've read the script. I was sent the script secretly by people involved with it. But the point is, I knew about it 6 months ago. The issue here is that that's how they have revelation of the method. That's why the CIA approached the Chris Carter of the X-Files Lone Gunman and said, we want you to make an episode about hijacked jet flown in the World Trade Center as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. The government would use a drill to make the rest of NORAD stand down. I mean, I have this from Dean Haglund, the main star of the Lone Gunman X-Files spinoff. Interviewed him. The CIA came to them and planted these stories. And then now people say, oh, you just got that from the X-Files.
Right. Well, I heard you one time say that the director, that Mexican director of Children of Men was, he was not part of that. In that movie, he was trying to wake people up or something. But when you watch that movie...
Yes, I know several producers and directors that know him, and they say that's the case.
But what's the difference, you know? I mean, even it seems like it's predictive programming.
I agree with you. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. What does it do when I get up here and talk about all this? At a certain level, it acclimates people.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528-hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy. The Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Boy, these are great calls. I can't wait to take more. Renee, Mark, Holly, Carrie. I haven't even gotten into the giant stack of news yet. We do have Webster Tarpley popping in the last hour because he wrote an amazing analysis. You know, he's a doctorate in history and a doctorate in economics. And he understands false flag events and the way these synthetic events are crafted like no other. He has done an analysis and believes the evidence points directly at a staged event at Fort Hood. We've kind of held our tongue on this while we analyze the situation, and Dr. Tarpley concurs with my analysis. It looks bad. Tarpley is on in the last hour. Correct, we did get him, right? I'm going to have him on for 30 minutes, but wide open phones. For this segment, a little bit of the next, though, once a month, I like to have special sponsors on that are part of the solution. And so I wanted to bring Marty Schachter, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps. I think that's always interesting. I want to do a project interviewing World War II vets because they're just, it's a breed that's fading quickly, but not Marty. Family-owned, high-quality, organic soap company that never sold directly to the public. They sold to institutions. You pay less and get higher quality. They're California organic certified. They got a whole line of products. You save 85% off supermarket prices. And he got out of the Chemical Corps and noticed that the new detergents they called soap were chemical weapons. So him and his dad got together. He now runs it with his son. Do the math, 47 to now. And 62 years later, it's a great company. And it was Genesis convinced him to sell to the public because the sales manager was a fan of it. Because he's a real environmentalist, not one of these fake land grabbers. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Good morning, Alex. Pleasure talking to you. Got good news.
What's that?
From Procter & Gamble. They're going up the first of the month, 25% of their prices. And they're going to also offer the consumer generic products that are outsourced, that have a single box color, that have cheaper perfumes and cheaper ingredients to counter that. You're being ripped off, consumer. You're being ripped off by the multi-billion-dollar chemical manufacturer with fancy names like biodegradables.
And yeah, they have the Chinese versions that they own. That's the discount brand. Nobody even, in England, they have this scam where the majority of the retail sales of food are by one company, but they have two different branches, so people don't know. And they have fake sales against each other.
Right, that's what they're doing. They just keep ripping off the consumer with terminologies like antibacterials, you know, but still giving you deteriorated clothing, burning, itching skin, burning, itching eyes, burning, itching hair, while emptying your wallet or purse. They grossed last year, people don't know the amount of business they do, they grossed $65 billion worth of business. And they
did it with petrochemical distillates that would just be toxic waste. Instead, they put it in your products.
Exactly. I keep saying, consumer, you're being ripped off. You've got to do something about it. You're being brainwashed. You're being hypnotized. They spent $6.5 billion on TV advertisement. And this is, we got to put a stop to that. That's why just all you got to do is call me, and we can put a stop to that right now.
You've got a tote bag sampler of an index of your products. It's very inexpensive, delivered to your door. You've got year supplies, month supplies. Folks, go to 5starsoap.com. That's the number, 5starsoap.com. Or go to calbinpuresoap.com or spell out 5starsoap.com. We've got banners up at Infowars.com and JonesReport.com to 5starsoap.com. Or give them a call, 800-340-7091. 800-340-7091. Don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Just like I told you, buy gold when it was $280 an ounce and now it's $1,140. I'm telling you, get high-quality organic soap and save 85%. I feel good pushing these products. 5starsoap.com. Stay there, Marty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.